This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No.
Thank you. Medical professional.
Everything we've learned about the vaccines since they've come out is horrifying. There's not a single study showing that the messenger RNA is broken down. There's not a study showing it leaves the body.
I wish to apologize for any harm I've done, any people who've incurred harm in any way from my actions as a partner and a manager in a vaccine center.
The New World Order zealots are feverishly digging themselves out of a bottomless pit.
Let me be clear. WHO did not impose anything on anyone during the COVID-19 pandemic. Not lockdowns. Not mask mandates, not vaccine mandates. We don't have the power to do that. We don't want it, and we're not trying to get it.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists, there are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts.
What had been deemed conspiracy theory 2 years ago is now being passed off in high gaslighting hubris propaganda circles as common knowledge.
So these findings are not really at all surprising. We've known about these side effects really since the vaccines began rolling out at the end of 2020, early 2021. We've seen this myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, pericarditis, inflammation of the sac around the heart, as well as this unusual blood clot that forms in the brain from the virus vector vaccine. So none of these findings are new.
As if the minions of the big pharma perpetrator finally read the Nuremberg Code after seeing the horrific data of skyrocketing insurance claims, an explosion of blood clots, vaccine injuries, and millions of deaths.
We've got Pentagon reports saying mass death, and a new Navy report confirming 900+% increase in heart failure in the military.
Pressing the Army for answers on behalf of the nearly 2,000 former service members who were discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine, writing, quote, "These mandates certainly harmed our military's readiness and tragically destroyed the careers of thousands of brave volunteers."
While recent chaotically panicked developments concerning Red Cross blood donations reveal that the purebloods or unvaccinated are receiving vaccinated blood,
there is a possibility that you'll be getting vaccinated blood.
And is there any way for, like, my patients to know if they were getting, you know, vaccinated blood or...
There isn't any way. The blood isn't separated.
Oh, okay. So if I just got the vaccine but I feel fine, I'm still okay to donate?
Yes, as long as you don't have any symptoms.
Simultaneously, the Red Cross is banning those vaccinated with certain COVID vaccines from donating.
Well, check the new update on the Red Cross website. One of the questions is, have you received the COVID vaccine? And if you click yes, it then takes you to a page and says, call 1-800-RED-CROSS and answer a few more questions to see if you're still eligible to give blood.
The soft depopulation persists. Food labels revealing mRNA poison abound as it is added to the common diet.
Campbell's soup, and if you look at the label, contains bioengineered food ingredients. Nature Valley, Nabisco Ritz crackers, all of these cereals.
Helping animals survive, either by having vaccines or better genetics. Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Depopulation infiltration doesn't stop with our food. It is inevitably floating in the air.
Scientists over at Yale University have just taken a giant step towards making such a thing reality. They were able to vaccinate these mice using two doses administered through the nose of a vaccine which contained nanoparticles carrying the mRNA COVID vaccine. These mice were vaccinated without a single injection.
Is it any wonder that the world's elite, openly in on the depopulation agenda, are building impenetrable underground fortresses? Because the one law that can't be broken is the law of the jungle. As old and as true as the sky, and the wolf that shall keep it may prosper, but the wolf that shall break it must die. John Bound reporting.
While other networks.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I've never shown you this before, and I debated showing it to you now. My list is more than 26 names. I'm obviously not going to tell you who I got this from. But the list of people to bump and target with, you know, Russian interaction and spying, put it on the screen. I've never shown you this before. This is from my source. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Ben Carson. Some of the names are not spelled right. It's for a reason I can't describe. I'll maybe go into it a different time. Don Trump Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Lara Trump. Melania, Jared Kushner, Jason Miller, Dave Bossie, Sam Clovis, Paul Manafort, Jason Johnson, Carter Page, Papadopoulos, Alice Stewart, Victoria Coates, Christopher Bourne, Jason Osborne, Chris Christie, Don McGahn, Michael Cohen, spell wrong, Michael Flynn, Alexander Jones, Jeff Sessions, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone.
All right, in the last month, documents have come out that what we already knew, that Obama, before he left, sicked the Five Eyes on the American people and said that anybody supporting Trump or advising Trump was a Russian agent with no evidence. That's really the lawfare, the harassment, the criminal investigations, the dragnets, the debanking, the deplatforming, the censorship. I mean, Nixon got in trouble for spying on his political opposition psychiatrist. That was wrong. But on a scale of 1 to 100, that's like a 5. This is a 200. This is off the charts. So we're going to get into all the big political news in the South Carolina, Trump getting double the votes in history that have ever been cast in the primary there, just signaling giant landslide with Roger, VP picks, all that big stuff in a little while. He's with us for the rest of the hour, so for the next 52 minutes. But this is a big deal. And Roger's reposted on X comments in the live feed of the show. Hope you all share it right now. At Roger Stone Jr. on X. CIA Director John Brennan had an intelligence alliance known as the Five Eyes. They had the foreign governments do the illegal stuff. Australia, Canada, New Zealand, UK, US spy on 26 associates of President Donald Trump. I have the distinction of being on the list of 26 people. I join Real Alex Jones at InfoWars, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, to discuss this and more. Now, folks, this is a lot bigger than just spying. You heard Mongino, it's bumping. And that's a law enforcement or intelligence term of harassing, terrorizing. Bumping is terrorizing. And then it's come out that they will misspell names and things in case the document is gotten, and it makes it hard for other NSA systems to read it, so then the other part of the agency won't go after the rogue group doing it. We're going to get Mongino on about this, but we have all the evidence, we have the history, we know this. How many times have I told you since 2016 that the CIA was spying on Trump and harassing him? What did I say to Roger Stone on election night, on air and off air? I said, now we've only gotten a beachhead to take the country back. All hell is now going to break loose. So it's not about tooting my horn. It's about understanding where we are. And they're going to do it again with 9 months of the election. So, yeah, Trump's winning in landslides. Yeah, this is unprecedented. But we also shouldn't start, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, celebrating a little too much here. He says a little crass thing, but we shouldn't start sucking each other's you-know-whats yet, because we're far from out of the woods. But as I told Roger 4, 5, 6, 7-plus years ago, I could see the big attack coming, and I could feel the danger. I sense, but also intellectually see, massive victory. They're not going to beat this movement for liberty worldwide. We've turned the tide. Obama's firstborn daughter just gave up his name. She's embarrassed of it. That's mainstream news. All over the world, populists are rising. All these big shows get almost no ratings. Jon Stewart comes back out of retirement to try to stop Trump. Almost no viewers. They're a joke, and they know they're a joke now. Before, they were full of hubris. They didn't start getting concerned till Trump won the primary in 2016. So, Roger, this is a big deal. It's a lot bigger than you and I, obviously. This is a massive scandal of intelligence agencies and the Justice Department terrorizing the American people. And we know the list of 26 got bigger once he got in office. And you and I continue to expose the moles, General McMaster, Fiona Hill. They went on 60 Minutes and attacked us and said, how dare we claim they're globalists? We don't even know what globalism is, she said. Meanwhile, she was on the board of George Soros's Open Society Foundation and the chief writer at theglobalist.com. So they don't want us to wake up the people. But once you wake up, you see how preposterous it is, the policies they've got running this country into the ground. The people get it now on the border and energy and culture and targeting children and the attacks on Christians. It's just they're villains. And they think they can intimidate us. They think they've been bullying us. They're wrong. The public was asleep. That's why they could do all these terrible things to them. Now a large portion, approaching a majority, is awake. That's my view. Roger Stone, great to have you here with us. This is a big deal, isn't it?
It's a very big deal, Alex, and I got to give you credit. You're absolutely right. I remember election night there in Austin. We were poring over the returns. I remember looking at the early returns from South Florida and telling you, wow, it's amazing Hillary's won by record margins in the southern part of the state, only an extraordinary performance in the rural areas in central and northern Florida will allow Trump to carry Florida. And then, boom, it happened exactly like that. We saw all the pieces falling into place. I was euphoric, really, truly euphoric. And you were somewhat dejected. You were a little morose. And I said, Alex, what's the matter? And you said, I said, this is a great beginning. He said, that's exactly the point. This is the beginning. They're never going to give up without a fight. They are going to come after us. They're going to seek to destroy everyone who has ripped control of the government from their hands. And, of course, you turned out to be exactly right. Exactly right. People need to understand what we have just learned. In essence, long before the Steele dossier, long before the false and falsified filings to the FISA court to allow the spying on Carter Page, long before the surveillance of Trump Tower, long before they had any plausible, legal, probable cause, John Brennan, the CIA director and radical Islam convert, went to the foreign intelligence services in the English-speaking nations, those are the so-called Five I nations, and asked them to surveil 26 associates or supporters of Donald Trump. And that included presidential candidates like Ben Carson, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, that one kind of perplexes me, but George Papadopoulos, you and I, that great American patriot, General Flynn. Now, we hadn't done anything wrong. There was no Russian collusion. They had no legal predicate for this spying, but this is why they do it through a third party. It's very interesting. When J. Edgar Hoover was the head of the FBI, and he became curious about what former Vice President Richard Nixon was doing in Hong Kong, he asked British intelligence to open surveillance of former President Vice President Nixon. Why? So that Hoover, if he was ever questioned about it later in a congressional or federal investigation, could honestly say, no, we didn't surveil Nixon. We have no idea. So this is a technique they've used again and again. What's outrageous about it is that nobody will be held responsible. It's now been 2 weeks between the time that Matt Taibbi and Mike Schellenberger, neither one of whom anybody would call a conservative or right of center, just two honest, nonpartisan journalists, broke this story. Now, they get a few things wrong about the overall narrative regarding WikiLeaks, but this is a blockbuster story because, as you pointed out, they're not just watching you, but they seek some interaction with you. So I now know that in March of 2017, when the Smoking Gun, which is a left-wing news outlet, contacted me, and for odd reasons, they seem to have copies of my Twitter direct messages with the persona of Guccifer 2.0, which, by the way, were completely innocuous in their content and proved nothing whatsoever.
And Roger, let's just move forward.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But even today, yet today, they constantly point to that bipartisan Senate report which proves that Trump was in bed with the Russians. It's like the claim that Paul Manafort gave polling information to this guy Kalimnik, who they allege was a Russian agent. Problem is, Manafort didn't have any proprietary polling information at the time this allegedly happened, and Kalimnik has been proven, without any question, to be a U.S. intelligence asset who the embassy in Kyiv relied on regularly for reports on what was going on.
So, Roger, here's the bottom line. What needs to come out of this? Because you defended me when I was being persecuted. Tucker Carlson did, not many others. They're going to do it again, this time on a mass scale. They're trying to steal the election again. We need congressional hearings. Bongino needs to be given congressional immunity. He needs to come in. We already know this. We've got other documents. The Democrats brag are using intelligence agencies. This is beyond censoring or beyond election meddling. This is agencies terrorizing the American people, assassinating our character, trying to bankrupt us. False criminal charges, the same stuff we're doing to Trump. It has to stop. And I think Trump should make a big deal about this.
That is actually the only way to stop it, Alex. I mean, we can be out here every day, as you are at InfoWars, as I am on the Stone Zone, spreading the truth, telling people what really happened and what's going on today. But it's, pardon me, it's like pissing into the ocean against this tsunami of lies put forward by the corporately owned media. We need a new administration. We need a new attorney general who is actually committed to the rule of law. The people who talk endlessly about protecting democracy and their reverence for the rule of law are the very people who want to cancel the U.S. Constitution and have no reference whatsoever for the rule of law. In fact, they break the law constantly. There are separate rules for them. It is, unfortunately, the Republicans in the Congress just don't have the belly for this fight. Look, I salute the new speaker for turning down this massive deal that would have given millions of more to Ukraine, money to Israel, money to Taiwan, in return for the money to process more illegals at the border. Not to stop them, but to process them.
Roger, stop there, because we've got a good time today. We got still 7 minutes to break. 6 minutes to break, and we got a half hour coming up after that. So let's walk through this and start here, okay? And we'll get into what happened in South Carolina and what that signifies, and we'll talk about the border and the Republicans and what's really happening in the House, and are they good or are they bad, and who are the different players. But this I saw you retweeted, re-exed The Atlantic, which is the mouth of the CIA, as we know, the mouth of Epstein Island. My God, if you look into it, it's insane. The Atlantic: Democrats should not certify Trump's 2024 election win if Supreme Court keeps him on the ballot. So even if the Supreme Court keeps him on the ballot, Trump officially wins. Forget the courts. Trump was trying to get to the courts. He was trying to have a 10-day investigation in the Senate, totally legal. They're saying what Podesta told the New York Times in that War Game article right before the election in 2016, that they're going to disregard it and they're going to decertify Trump. So what they've indicted him for not doing, their mouthpiece is now proposing.
This is all Alinsky's rules for radicals. Everything that they accuse us of doing is precisely what they're doing. That advocates a treasonous act. If Donald Trump honestly wins the election, they're threatening not to certify his election. Yet that's what they're accusing Trump of doing when some of his supporters, some of his lawyers, saw a delay in the certification of the Electoral College vote so that the examination of the actual popular vote back in the states could be re-examined. I wasn't involved in that, but I did read about it. Now, and I think you were one of the first people to bring this out, these people actually brag on NBC about their efforts to remove civilian control of the military. So they want to take away the control of the commander-in-chief and essentially abrogate it to the Congress.
And let's slow down. The Atlantic, the New York Times, they've all proposed in the last month to pass a law, Chuck Schumer has, to strip the president of domestic control of the military so when they riot, when he gets elected, he can't do the Insurrection Act like George Herbert Walker Bush did in 1992. So they're the ones saying, oh, we want control of the military from the president, which is a coup, to, quote, stop a coup that doesn't exist when he's already elected. Again, everything is inverted.
But they're so brazen is what's outrageous about this. I mean, before, at least in the Russian collusion hoax, they sought to hide it, but now they don't hide anything. They're right out in front saying we're not going to allow the peaceful transfer of power if Donald Trump is elected. That tells you a couple things. The first thing it tells you is they see what we see. Trump is on his way back. The combination of the disastrous impact of their policies on the lives of the American people, the open border and the resultant fentanyl crisis, the crime spike, and the cost to cities, counties, and states to pay for the social services for illegals while cutting various services on U.S. taxpayers and citizens is bringing people to the breaking point. I look at these polls and I can't figure out who these 42% or 39%, whatever they may be, who are for Joe Biden. I can't even figure out who those people are because I can't find anybody who's actually for this guy. So
I was about to say, you and I get mainly love, but if you're around 100 people, no matter where we were, together many times, people come over and threaten us, say they want to kill us and throw drinks at us. So we may shake 30 hands, but also somebody throws a drink at us. It's been years since that happened to me. And you said similar. You mainly get nothing but love now. So I'm a bellwether. You're a gauge as well. This is not going well for them. I mean, Obama's own daughter just got rid of his name. She didn't get married. She changed her name. When you change the name, it means you don't like your family. I mean, these people are a joke.
Yeah, that whole thing is very strange. Look, you see them moving aggressively in an attempt to hide Hunter Biden's egregious corruption, but it's not going to work because that case does not hang on this one particular FBI whistleblower. I don't know what he did or did not tell his bosses, but I do know that we have absolute proof in the Congress, and there's absolute proof in the public record that Joe Biden sought to withhold federal funds from Ukraine unless they fired the prosecutor who was undeniably on the trail of Hunter Biden's lucrative deal with Burisma Energy.
And Biden bragged about it on TV.
Exactly. I had to brag about it. So those are just facts. And I understand the prosecutors let a number of crimes against Hunter expire in terms of the time frame under which he had to, by law, be prosecuted. But it's the combination.
You're talking about the $10 million he didn't pay taxes on.
And didn't declare, more importantly. See, I declared every penny. I declared every penny of assets and every penny of income. I simply couldn't pay. That's very distinct from Hunter Biden, who failed to declare $10 million, and then, when he finally figured out what he owed, had some Hollywood sugar daddy come in and pay off his debt.
Well, let's go further. You had a deal with the IRS for many years. When they bankrupted you, you couldn't pay at the end of it. So,
but they also forgive me no interest or no penalty. I will have to pay until the day I die. I'll be making a big monthly payment to the IRS. Now, normally, a citizen in trying to negotiate would get some break in interest and penalty. But not if you're Roger Stone.
Which shows the world they want us to live under with a social credit score where computers run by BlackRock and the UN. Look at what we do. Oh, cut your son's penis off? You get your debts forgiven. Literally, that's what they're saying. We'll come up with Roger Stone, talk about South Carolina.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The front lines of the information war.
It's Alex Jones.
I want to say something right now. I want this to sink in to the hardcore badass Americans and others around the world that are black and brown and white, but love God and love justice. I love you all. We're showing footage right here at the raid of 20-plus armed officers at Roger Stone's house for absolutely no reason. Had to be pardoned by the president. Supposedly lying to Congress when all he ever said was, I wasn't in contact with Julian Assange. He worked here then. I remember. Saying, can't you get Assange? No, I don't know why he goes on Hannity and not us. You know, he's a dick. I know a Randy Credico in New York, he talks to him. He says he might come on. You know, imagine saying he's behind the WikiLeaks to make it political to change the subject. So I'm going to say something to listeners right now. If you want people to stand up for you, you got to back them. And you have been backing us. And you have been praying for us. But it's all declassified. It's all come out now that the Pentagon, the CIA, the Justice Department is coming after us because they're coming after you. And Trump and all these fake indictments. And Trump is out of money. That's why he spent a couple million or less than 2 million in South Carolina. She spent 16 million. He still won by double digits. But you have to understand that literally we are seen by the enemy as the tip of the spear. That's why we're on their list. And that's why I'm not even asking you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products. I'm not even asking you to do that stuff. It's great products you already need. I'm saying, can't you see we're hardcore? Can't you see we love this country? I love justice and freedom. I'm a good guy. I'm a Boy Scout, folks. Boy Scout. And I sit here and I watch them raping the living snot out of our country and veterans sleeping on the street while illegal aliens get $90-something thousand a year. And it pisses me off. And I know even more tyranny is coming. And it's humiliating for everybody to go through this. Well, I'm not going to sit here on my knees and be humiliated. I'm going to fight these people. So I want this to sink in. Isn't some throwaway line when I say share articles and videos or share articles from Roger Stone or his videos or reports? It's frickin' life and death, people. There's a saying, no one knows who first said it, but the propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Or maybe it goes, if the situation was hopeless, the propaganda wouldn't be necessary. It goes both ways. And we know that hard times make strong men make good times, good men make strong. It's hard times make strong men, strong men make good times make weak men make strong times or bad times. Can't seem to get it right, folks. Maybe the third time. Bad times make strong men make good times make weak men make hard times. There you go. Got it the third time. The point is that this is such a legendary moment to be alive with horrible criminals that just want to rob the hell out of everything and aren't even thinking two, three, four steps ahead of what they're doing. All these big billionaires are building bunkers themselves and think the end of the world's here. So they rob everything, screw everything up, destabilize it, consolidate power, and then they have nowhere to even spend their money. So we're in those hard times that weak men make, and we're trying to get through that as strong men to bring back the good times is what I meant to say. And that's where we are. And to sit here and to experience the CIA and MI6 and Dubai and all their groups attack us, it doesn't make me feel like a victim. It pisses me off that they have no respect for Americans. And they think we're here to be bullied and attacked and intimidated as independent members of the press that stand for something. They are attacking you. They are coming for your pensions and your Social Security. They're coming for your children. They're coming for everything. And they'll take every damn thing you've got if you don't support the people that are telling the truth. So I'm telling you, it isn't some hobby. It isn't something you do in this time you've got on the side. If every man, woman, and child listening to me doesn't realize that your voice right now, this is an info war, is the most critical thing, then you might as well just join the enemy, folks. So I'm ranting. I want to go back to Roger Stone here. I appreciate him joining us today. We'll skip the next break coming up, too. Roger, big picture. How big is this South Carolina win? Let me play a short clip of Trump, and the numbers are real. CNN admits it. Twice the number of ballots ever cast in South Carolina. That signals massive landslide to me. But that is going to elicit, just like in 2016 on election night, I said, this will make the enemy realize they're losing. They're going to have a huge response. So they're in full panic mode. Here's Trump.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. So...
So, Roger, I can't state how epic the moment is, because reality is always stranger than fiction, and people get confused by Netflix and sports and movies and all this crazy entertainment. This is entertainment. This is their futures. This is their lives. So I'm going to try to shove you to the floor for the next 10 minutes or so, and I got more questions. How would you quantify this moment in history? How is Trump doing? What can we do to win? What are they going to do? How big is the South Carolina win? Bird Brain, what she's going to do? What do you expect next, Roger Stone?
Alex, I think it has been a momentous weekend, not just because of Trump's incredible victory in South Carolina, where he went right into the belly of the beast. This is the state that knows Nikki Haley best. This is the state where she served as governor, and he beat her by almost 2-1. It was an extraordinary victory. But more importantly, look at the president's remarks at the Religious Broadcasters Association meeting in Nashville. You know, kind of like President Nixon, who was a man of faith, but who didn't like to talk about it because he thought his faith was a private matter. Took people like Billy Graham and Norman Vincent Peale and others to encourage him to talk more publicly about his faith. You can see Donald Trump calls for the hand of God, calls for the protection of the Almighty Lord in his remarks to the religious broadcasters. It was one of the most moving things I saw this weekend because, yes, we're going to need divine intervention for total victory, but I already see the hand of God moving. I see it. You see it in the exposure of the epic corruption of this prosecutor, Fannie Wills, and her lover, personal injury lawyer boyfriend, who they're trying to dress up as a RICO prosecutor. You see it in the decision by the U.S. Supreme Court not to let the special counsel leapfrog the appeals court in order to speed up the time frame for a trial of Donald Trump. You see it in Miami, where on Friday, Trump's lawyers filed a motion, which I think is constitutionally sound, questioning the legality of Jack Smith's very appointment, because he was never approved by the U.S. Senate, because he was not a sitting U.S. attorney, also questioning the legality of the funding of his investigation. These are big things that got little notice. So Trump is unstoppable as a political force. This New York case, Alex, has backfired spectacularly. Yeah, I understand the financial pain. I understand what's happened here. They want $500 million from him in a fine, but in order to appeal that decision, he has to post a bond essentially of $500 million just to get an appeal. So he gets punished pending appeal. While liberals in Manhattan may think this is great, as I talk to people around the country, and I was in Pittsburgh for a great speech with Pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth on Thursday night at his incredible church, people are offended by this. They see the politicization. They see the victimization. They see Trump being treated differently than anyone has ever been treated. No one's ever been prosecuted under this law. There are no victims. The banks that he borrowed money from, every single one of them testified in his favor in the trial. Why? They made millions off of him. And they conducted their own independent appraisal of the assets that he used for collateral in those loans. There's no victim here. Nobody was harmed. In fact, that's why no one brought this complaint. No one went to the attorney general and say, oh, I was defrauded by Donald Trump. No, she invented this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% humanoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Netflix in this audience, raise your hand, please. I just want to see, not too many, but I will tell you, how the hell do you vote for this person? They have gone after Catholics. That's probably why we don't have any of this audience. There are none left. But there's one sitting in first row, and he's a very important one, I will tell you. No, but how Catholics? I mean, they're being persecuted, Catholics. But evangelicals, and they're all on the list. What they cannot stand is that, in the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. We do. We answer to God in heaven. So today I come before you as a friend and an ally and a fellow believer to ask for your help and your support and your prayers for this country. We need your prayers, most importantly. And I make you a simple promise. In my first term, I fought for Christians harder than any president has ever done before. You know that. You know that.
And you got Roe v. Wade overturned.
For Christians with 4 more years in the White House, we did things that the likes of which nobody has ever done for Christians in this country, and I'm very proud of that and honored by.
Roger, you mentioned this. This is just bombshell. I got a few more clips to talk about, but I'm glad you reminded me of this. Trump is a Christian. His family's Christian, but it's private for him. He doesn't see himself like as a preacher. He sees that as I know people that know him as manipulative, but now he's calling on God openly, realizing how epic this is. This is really scaring the power structure. And now mainstream media is openly saying the number one threat is Christians.
You know, Alex, you're absolutely right. Remember the great Christian prophet, Kim Clement, who foresaw the rise and election of Donald Trump. And he specifically said that he saw a man who was not a religious man, but a man who prays. Like, that's a perfect description of Donald Trump. I also think that no person, and Lincoln wrote about this extensively, who is in this position as president of the United States does not feel at some point that they desperately, urgently need the hand of God, the guidance of God Almighty. So, Trump has surprised me about how more openly he's begun talking about his faith. Normally, I mean, I knew he went to Norman Vincent Peale's church there on, I guess it's Fifth Avenue, I think it is, on a regular basis. But I thought that he, like Nixon, during the time that he was president and running for president, he thought religion was a private matter. He refused to use his faith to try to win votes.
But the Democrats are openly attacking Christians, so all bets are off.
No, look, it's actually the only way we can win. When people interview me, as I did with Pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth on Thursday, and they say, what's your strategy? How are we going to win this? And I say, well, an important part of my strategy is prayer, is dedicated prayer. People don't expect to hear that from a hard-boiled political operative, but I'm a person. I've experienced seven miracles in my life personally. The fact that I'm even here with you today is a miracle.
No, it's beautiful. But the point is that they've made it a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle, and they've tried to intimidate Christians and act like it's a weakness for us because they're scared of it. And Trump is trumping them with this. Let's play clip. Let's play clip 18 and 19. Here they are.
And I really believe it's the biggest thing missing from this country. It's the biggest thing missing. We have to bring back our religion. We have to bring back Christianity in this country.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Joe Biden, because of his gross incompetence, is a threat to democracy. Big threat to democracy. To reverse these monstrous abuses of power, the moment I win the election, I will appoint a special task force to rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who has been unjustly victimized by the Biden regime. Never again will the federal government be used to target religious believers. They are targeting religious.
This is so powerful. Let's in closing here and give Roger some time to respond and add some final points in the 5 minutes we have left. Let's play clip 21 and clip 23. Here it is.
Will also take historic action to defeat the toxic poison of gender ideology and restore the timeless truth that God created two genders, male and female. It's okay, sir.
This is Trump taking the gloves off, folks. I love it.
In God we trust, we will never change that motto. You know, there are many, many people that want to change that motto. That motto will never change. That motto will never change. It's a magnificent motto, and we've had it, and we're not going to let people talk about that. We'll never change.
Roger, I thought about you last Thursday when you gave that speech, and Friday I should have covered it. I get so much research, so much I'm intending to get to, I don't get to. This is big. I mean, I don't think you can understate how big this is. This is the biggest thing. I wouldn't even say it's the part of the strategy. It's the strategy, the appeal to heaven.
There's no question about it. Look, in order to have a free, fair, honest election, in order to overcome what I think is going to be massive attempts at cheating, once again, we need divine intervention. We've already seen it, as I said earlier. You see it developing in these various cases. Trump is on a magnificent return for the White House. Everybody.
Let's talk about that. Every one of his enemies is being exposed.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
By the way, I selfishly pray for God to give. God's already done it. God's done so much for me. But other people pray for you and I, too. Most of it for Trump. But, I mean, it's real. We need a little. I'm going to keep going no matter what. But, boy, God, I'm appealing to you. Please. We love it. Please help us.
It's funny that you say that. Saturday morning, I said to President Trump that Mrs. Stone and I are praying for you. And he said, don't pray for me. Pray for our country. Shows you how selfless he is. Absolutely happy.
Yeah, see, I'm being greedy here. So, well, that's big. Slow down. That's news. I'll put a whole video on it. I'll spend 2 minutes. Roger, you just talked to Trump about some of the statements he's making about defending Christianity. You talked to him this weekend. What did he say?
Well, I was on his way back to South Carolina. I just texted him to wish him good luck. He said, and I said, Needy and I, my wife, we're praying for you. And he said, pray for our country. Give my regards to the beautiful Nidia. It was really a touching moment. Trump he understands the big picture here, Alex. He understands that he is the last best hope. We've seen this before, where one man, the Constitution and the future of the country relies on one man. We saw it with George Washington. We saw it with Abraham Lincoln, a man who spoke and wrote extensively about the role of faith in his leadership of the country. And now Trump has begun talking about it openly when he used to just talk about it privately. So, yes, I do think it's a watershed moment. And for those who are disillusioned or those who are fearful or those who think that this won't work, you have to replace your fear with faith. Faith just completely replaces fear. Put your faith in the Almighty and pray for our ultimate success. By the way, no, we don't worship Donald Trump. That's one of the lies of the left. All these cultists, they worship Trump. No, we revere Trump as a leader. We revere him as a Christian. We worship only God. That's an egregious smear of the left.
Well, we just saw his incredible speech at the big religious broadcasters group and all that. But bottom line, the president told you, pray for America. President Trump tells Americans, pray for America. I mean, that's it.
Rather than pray for him, which I think just demonstrates the selfless nature of the man. But he understands the power of prayer. If everybody watching this broadcast will pray tonight for our country, and for the continued safety of Donald Trump, which I think is absolutely key. I pray for
that's my closing question with 1 minute left, and Owen takes over. What do they do now? They're in full panic mode. Nothing's worked for them. I'm really worried about Trump.
Well, they're capable of anything. I didn't even want to think it because it's so unthinkable. I mean, look, I wrote a book on the assassination of John Kennedy, the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ, where I made that case. They killed one president. I pray to God for the absolute protection of his servant, Donald J. Trump.
Incredible. StoneZone.com. Roger Stone, come back on this week. So much to talk about. God bless you. The big spying story is so massive. We're going to post this on X. Needs to go mega viral. This is crimes they've committed against America, terrorizing American citizens that are patriotic and loyal. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you and have a great Sunday.
All right, we're going to end this broadcast. Owen comes in here in like 3 minutes to take over. Please stay with us. If your station doesn't carry it, Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Alex Jones, Real Alex Jones on X. It's all about you getting excited. When you move, when you decide to share things, we're unstoppable. If you don't take action, we lose together. God bless you all. Great job of the crew. Powerful Sunday broadcast. God bless you all.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
greatest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.